A non-practicing Christian? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9, Matthew chapter 12 verse 30, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. Have you ever heard someone describe themselves as a non-practicing Christian? I remember a conversation with a pastor about that years ago. He said, "I have a real problem with that." I wondered to myself, exactly what does a non-practicing Christian look like? Is it even possible? So I Googled the term and found several descriptions, most of which simply meant that they did not attend a church regularly. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the word, acceptance of Jesus' redemption makes each of us a housing for the Spirit. You do not go to church. A church building is just that, a building. You, if you've chosen to give your heart to Jesus, and I are God's home. There has to be more to it than not attending a building. Another theory says it is not possible to be a non-practicing Christian because there is no such thing as a practicing Christian. You either are or you are not. Those who are not with me are against me, and those who do not gather with me are scattering. You are either living in a way that pulls people toward Christ or pushes them away. When you accept salvation, just believing isn't enough. Even Satan believes. When you repent, feel or express sincere regret or remorse about your own wrongdoing or sin, you are transformed and sealed by Him with the promised Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. My Christian friend, you are the church. Let it make a difference in the way you live. If you have been challenged or encouraged by this, please share.